GCSE Sociology Podcast, The Impact of Government Policies on Education. Hello, and welcome to GCSE Sociology Essentials. I'm your host, and today we're diving into one of the most exam-relevant topics you'll encounter, the impact of government policies on education. This is absolutely crucial for your Paper 1 exam, and trust me, understanding this topic will help you unlock those top marks. Now, I know policy history might sound dry, but here's the thing. These policies have shaped the very school system you're sitting in right now, from the 1944 Butler Act, right through to the academies and free schools you see today. Every single reform has left its mark on who gets what, education, and why. So let's make this interesting, practical, and most importantly, exam ready. Over the next 10 minutes, we'll cover the major policy eras, break down the key sociological concepts like marketization and parentocracy, look at what examiners really want to see in your answers, and finish with a quick fire quiz to test your recall. Ready? Let's go. Let's start at the beginning. 1944, the Butler Education Act. Picture post-war Britain, the country's rebuilding, and the government wants to create a fair education system. So they introduce the tripartite system. Now, this is absolutely essential to know. Three types of schools. Grammar schools for the academic elite, you had to pass the 11-plus exam to get in. Secondary modern schools for the majority, more practical vocational education, and technical schools, which barely existed in practice, focusing on technical skills. Here's what examiners want you to understand. The tripartite system was based on the idea of meritocracy. Functionalists like Parsons would say this was brilliant matching students to their abilities, preparing them for different roles in society. But, and this is your critical evaluation point, Marxists would argue it was a myth of meritocracy. Why? Because middle-class children had huge advantages. Private tutoring, cultural capital, better primary schools. So the 11-plus wasn't testing natural ability, it was reproducing class inequality. That's a key phrase, reproducing class inequality. Use it in your essays. Now, fast forward to 1965. The Labor government introduces comprehensive schools. This is a massive shift. They're abolishing the 11-plus and creating all-ability schools. The idea? Equal opportunity for all. No more selection at age 11. Everyone goes to the same type of school, regardless of ability or background. But here's the exam tip. Don't just describe what happened. Explain why it matters. Comprehensives aim to reduce class-based inequality in education. They were supposed to give working-class kids the same chances as middle-class kids. Did it work? Well, that's debatable, and that's exactly what a 12-mark question might ask you. Right, now we hit 1988, the big one, the Education Reform Act, or ERA. This is where marketization begins. Let me break down this concept because it's absolutely vital. Marketization means treating education like a marketplace. Schools compete for students, parents become consumers choosing the best school, and funding follows the pupil. That's called formula funding. The ERA introduced several mechanisms, and you need to name these specifically in exams. First, the national curriculum standardized content across all schools. Second, league tables publishing exam results so parents can compare schools. Third, STED, the inspection body holding schools accountable. Fourth, open enrollment, parents can apply to any school, not just their local one. Now, here's where the sociology gets interesting. Sociologist Miriam David coined the term parentocracy rule by parents. The idea is that parental choice, not ability, determines where you go to school. Sounds democratic, right? But critics point out that middle-class parents have more cultural capital, they know how to play the system, move house to get into catchment areas, appeal decisions. So marketization might actually increase inequality, not reduce it. Let me give you two more concepts that examiners love, cream skimming and silt shifting. Cream skimming is when successful schools select the best students to keep their league table positions high. Silt shifting is when they avoid taking students who might lower their results, like those with special needs or behavioral issues. These are Marxist criticisms of marketization, and they're gold for evaluation paragraphs. Moving into the 2000s, New Labor, 1997 to 2010. Their focus was on raising standards and tackling disadvantage. Key policies to memorize. Sure, start. Early year support for disadvantaged families, education action zones, extra funding for struggling schools, pupil premium introduced later, but hugely important, extra money for schools for every student on free school meals. These are compensatory education policies. They're trying to compensate for external disadvantages. Finally, the coalition government from 2010, They massively expanded academies, state-funded schools independent of local authority control, and introduced free schools set up by parents or groups. The argument? More autonomy leads to better results. The criticism? Fragmentation of the system, lack of accountability, and some academies cherry-picking students. Okay, let's talk exam technique. I've marked hundreds of these papers, and I see the same mistakes over and over. Mistake number one, describing policies without using sociological terminology. If you write schools compete for students, you'll get some credit. But if you write the 1988 ERA introduced marketization, where schools compete for students through mechanisms like league tables and formula funding, you're hitting AO1 and AO2 criteria. Always use the technical terms. Mistake number two, mixing up dates and governments. The national curriculum was not introduced in 1944, that's the Butler Act. It came in with the 1988 ERA under Thatcher's conservative government. Get your timeline straight. I recommend creating a visual timeline. Actually, you should have one in your study guide. Mistake number three, not evaluating. For any question worth more than 8 marks, you need to analyze and evaluate, not just describe. So if the question asks, how far do you agree that marketization has increased inequality? You need arguments on both sides. Yes, it has because of cream skimming and middle class advantage, but no, because league tables and a STID create accountability and drive up standards, then reach a judgment. Here's a pro tip. Use the Peel structure. Point, make your argument. Evidence, name a specific policy, date, or sociologist. Explanation, explain how this supports your point. Link, connect back to the question. This structure will get you into level 3 and level 4 every time. And one more thing, know your command words. Describe means give me 2 developed features, that's 4 marks, don't waste time writing an essay. Explain why means give me multiple causes with explanation. That's 12 marks, so you need depth. Discuss or how far do you agree means evaluate. That's the top mark questions, so you need balance and judgment. Right, quick fire quiz time. I'll ask a question, you shout out the answer, or at least think it really hard. Question one, what year was the Butler Education Act? That's 1944. Question two, name the 3 types of schools in the tripartite system. Grammar, secondary modern, and technical. Question three, what does marketization mean? Treating education like a marketplace where schools compete for students. Question four, name 3 mechanisms of marketization introduced in 1988, national curriculum, league tables, a STID, open enrollment, formula funding, any 3 of those. Question five, what's the difference between cream skimming and silt shifting? Cream skimming is selecting the best students. Silt shifting is avoiding students who might lower results. Question 6. Name 2 new labor compensatory education policies. Sure, START, Education Action Zones, Pupil Premium. Question 7. What's parentocracy? Rule by parents. The idea that parental choice determines school placement? How did you do? If you got most of those, you're in great shape. If not, go back and review the core concepts section. All right, let's wrap up. Today, we've covered 70 years of education policy, from the 1944 tripartite system through comprehensives, the 1988 marketization reforms, new labor's compensatory policies, and the coalition's academies and free schools. The key takeaway? Every policy reflects a political ideology and has differential impacts on social class, gender, and ethnicity. Functionalists see policies as creating meritocracy. Marxists see them as reproducing inequality. Your job in the exam is to know the facts, dates, names, policies, and apply sociological concepts like marketization, parentocracy, cultural capital, and compensatory education. Remember, be specific, use terminology, evaluate both sides, and always link back to the question. Do that, and you're looking at top marks. Thanks for listening to GCSE Sociology Essentials. Keep studying, keep questioning, and I'll see you next time. Good luck with your exams!